This is the Korea Media Podcast, helping you grow your career through media. And welcome to another episode of the Korea Spotlight Series, where we sit down with people who are considered very successful in their career field and want to let the masses know how they did it. In this session, we'll be covering the field of pharmacology, and you will be listening to Natalie Simpson, who is currently working for the Food and Drug Administration.
First question is, tell me a little bit about yourself. I am 35 years old, and I grew up in Virginia in a suburb of D.C. Growing up, I was a pretty involved athlete and also a very good student. I always graduated in the top of my class in both high school and college. I went to college at Mary Washington College in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I majored in biology there. And also played on their field hockey team and softball team. And then after that, I moved down to Miami, Florida, and worked as a lab assistant doing cancer research at the University of Miami. And then after that, for 2 years, I taught high school chemistry and middle school science and math at Randolph-Macon Academy in Front Royal, Virginia. And then after that, I decided I wanted to go get my PhD, and I did that at NYU School of Medicine in New York City, and the discipline that I got that PhD in was pharmacology. The second question is, tell us about your job and what is the job title. Currently, I am a Commissioner's Fellow at the National Center for Toxicological Research at the FDA. This is located in Jefferson, Arkansas, which is about 40 minutes south of Little Rock, Arkansas. And here at NCTR, the National Center for Toxicological Research, is where they do a lot of the studies to determine whether or not certain agents are carcinogens, such as acrylamide or furan, which are generated when you fry potatoes, or chemicals, for example, that are in cigarette smoke, whether or not they're carcinogens. And they have a lot of large animal studies here where they do that research. I actually don't do any research related to that. However, I do research in breast cancer, and I'm actually trying to determine how metabolism affects breast cancer progression, and my work is focused only in breast cancer cell lines. I don't work with animal models. And I'm actually getting ready now to relocate to the FDA in Maryland, which is the main headquarters, to begin doing review that is related to nanomaterials that are used as part of therapy for diseases. So I'm actually now starting to get a bit of regulatory training in addition to the research that I've been doing as part of this fellowship program. Take us through a typical day at your job is the third question. So as a scientist or research fellow, you really don't have a typical day. You're doing many things. So, but currently, I am writing a manuscript to present for publication results from a study I've been doing. And I already have published results in a peer-reviewed journal from a previous study. And then I have in the works another study where I'm trying to correlate biomarkers in breast cancer tissue with disease outcome. And so that's a future study that I'm going to be working on. So you always have a couple projects in the work. And currently I'm writing up the results for the middle one. And so on other days, though, I may be writing proposals to try to get my research approved by the government to actually conduct the research. I may be ordering reagents or writing, you know, explanations as to why I need to spend so-and-so amount of money to order this reagent to do my experiment. Also, as part of the fellowship program I'm in, I take public health courses through Johns Hopkins and business courses through Duke University to kind of learn a lot about what goes on and what's needed for a company to bring a drug or a biologic or a device to market to help treat human disease. And then also, too, I make time to actually perform the science experiments to be able to generate the results that I publish for peer review. What triggers you to pursue your current field is the fourth question. And I would say that my love for science and my desire to help people is what has triggered me to pursue my current field. Out of all the options that I had coming out of grad school, the government fellowship was the best one where I could actually use my science background to gain the knowledge and skills to help be involved in improving public health. The fifth question is, did you have any relative experience before this job? How about relative education? And yes, I was selected for my job because of the specialized skills that I acquired during my PhD at NYU. So in my case, my education is directly related and is the reason I was able to get my current job. And in the current economic climate, my experience with federal jobs is that they really do value experience and they want you to be bringing something to the table rather than training you outright. And that may not always be the case, but that's been my experience now. And so that's just information for those interested in federal jobs. The sixth question is, what is your definition of success? What is it that makes you successful? And to me, success is living to your fullest potential on any given day, in any given period of your life. That's always going to be evolving because you're always going to be expanding your knowledge base and your skill sets. But if I can leave work at the end of the day and feel like I lived up to my fullest potential, I would consider that a successful day. The seventh question is, what's an accomplishment that you are proudest of? And it was a very proud moment to get my PhD, but to actually be able to get out in the world and use that made me very proud, especially being able to work for the federal government and be in a position where I'm being trained to really be able to directly help the American people. And so when I received my FDA badge, it was a very proud moment for me. The eighth question is, how do you motivate yourself and stay motivated? And as a scientist, many of my experiments take days to complete. And if I would decide on the last day that I, didn't want to work today and finish the experiment, or if I wasn't focused enough and had my mind was somewhere else and I messed up, I would lose all of that time and effort that I put in days before. So in some ways, this mindset overlaps into my own life because I've worked pretty hard to get where I am at, and I appreciate that. And I don't want to lose everything that I've worked for just because, I don't feel like going to work today or all these other things are on my mind so that I can't focus at work. And I just definitely appreciate that I worked hard to be where I'm at, and I don't want it to go to waste. And that's what always keeps me motivated regardless of my, situation. The ninth question is, what is the best advice someone told you? And my thesis advisor told me a couple of things. One is the acronym KISS, Keep It Simple, Stupid, which basically, for me, I found this to be valuable because whenever I would try to design grandiose, involved experiments, and try to collect a lot of data fast and, wow everybody, I never was as successful and efficient as if I really just planned a simple, focused experiment where I really sat and thought about things and basically kept it simple. So, and I think, I can relate that to my everyday life too. I find that things always go much smoother when you focus on one or two things, rather than spreading yourself thin in multiple areas and not really thinking about things and in some ways being haphazard, which happens sometimes when you're overwhelmed and have too much going on. So I find that if people keep it simple, they're more they're able to accomplish more, they're able to be more efficient, and they're also able to do all that with less waste. The next thing I'd like to share is just to trust the data, which in layman's terms means to trust in what is fact and verifiable and not in subjective opinion. And the 10th question is, what is the best advice you can give people who are still in search of a career? And I would say, do something you like and have the talent, you know, to do it. And I just want to also emphasize again the experience, and that can be obtained through formal education, as my case, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. Just get out there and just do what you like. Make, you know, good contacts. You never really know how important a certain person or a certain experience is going to be in your job career until years down the road, most likely. So it's always important just to be making contacts and having an open network and not burning any bridges so that you can constantly stay in the game and be moving in the direction of, you know, of improvement and getting whatever you're searching for. So that is it, and thank you and good luck.